So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock, Thursday, January 8th, here in Wichita. And we'll be telling you about officials in Minnesota and yesterday's shooting death of a woman by a federal agent.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Wichita firefighters battled a house fire just north of downtown Wednesday afternoon. I'll have the story coming up.
Currently in Wichita, we do have scattered rain showers in the area. A breeze out of the southeast. It is 55 degrees here on this Thursday morning with rain in the area. Officials in Minnesota say they believe the shooting death of a woman by a federal immigration agent was entirely preventable.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said he had predicted someone could get hurt during ICE's deployment to Minneapolis. He asked people in other American cities where ICE may head next.
Stand with us against this. This was so preventable, so unnecessary.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the agent acted in self-defense. ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons had said they were engaging in their largest immigration operation ever in the state, looking into fraud as well as companies suspected of hiring illegal aliens. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Violence reported as protests continue to sweep Iran.
The anger was ignited by an economic crisis, but has taken a general anti-regime turn. Iran's semi-official Fars news agency says two policemen were shot and killed in a southwestern town. Social media shows a tense standoff between protesters and security forces. The US-based human rights activist news agency says protests have spread to more than 100 cities and towns. It's thought thousands have been arrested, and the agency reports at least three dozen deaths. Several universities have been identified as active protest sites, suggesting students are now playing a key role. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Fire crews battling a house fire in north central Wichita yesterday afternoon.
The fire was reported just before 4 o'clock near St. Francis and 14th Street North. Wichita Fire Department Battalion Chief Jose Ocates said when crews arrived on the scene, they saw heavy smoke coming from the back of the home. Multiple sheds were also on fire, and the fire was starting to spread to nearby homes. Evergy was called to the scene due to a downed power line in the back of the home. Evergy was able to disconnect the line, and crews were then able to put out the fire just before 5 p.m. Ocates said over 20 units and 50 firefighters worked to control the fire. No injuries were reported. Investigators are working to determine the cause of the fire. Crews rotated throughout the night to monitor any hot spots. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A proposed Kansas bill could ban cell phone use across the state's schools, prompting reactions from students and parents about the potential statewide restriction. A bill would prohibit use of cell phones during instruction time, with only certain exceptions allowed for medical necessity. Some students seem to like the idea of the ban, but are asking legislators to ensure they can still contact their parents.
A man died this week after being hit by a vehicle near 21st and Woodlawn in northeast Wichita, highlighting some ongoing safety concerns between drivers and pedestrians in the city. Then Monday's collision in the street near the busy intersection, the second crash involving a pedestrian in as many days. On Sunday, a pedestrian suffered critical injuries, hit by a vehicle near Douglas and Hillside. Some drivers say they have trouble seeing pedestrians who wear dark clothing, especially at night, and police are urging drivers to scan the road and put down their phones.
Union Pacific has announced that historic locomotive Big Boy will make history on its first ever coast-to-coast tour this year in honor of America's 255th birthday. 25 Big Boy steam engines were built for the Union Pacific Railroad in 1941. The massive trains traveled across the country until they were retired after two decades of service in 1961. In 2024, Big Boy made several stops in Kansas as it traveled across the country on its Heartland of America tour.
It is 7:04 here on Woodward and Witt. We'll see what the Pope and his cardinals are doing in Rome. And a pretty nasty incident of violence at a KFC. We'll find out what that's all about. And our live weather forecast is on the way. It's raining. We haven't had a rain shower in a long time. We get the live forecast from Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. That's coming up. Woodward and Witt on KNSS. 7:08 with Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning. Pope Leo has been meeting with his cardinals yesterday and today, discussing his agenda going forward.
There are 245 Catholic cardinals stationed around the world, many gathering at the Vatican for a two-day meeting with the Pope. The agenda reportedly including discussions about liturgy, the script used to celebrate Mass, the continued reform of Vatican bureaucracy, and encouraging clergy to be more collaborative with members of the Church and responsive to their needs. Pope Leo has signaled an emphasis on more fully implementing the reforms of the Second Vatican Council of the 1960s, meetings that modernized and revolutionized the Catholic Church, allowing for Mass in languages other than Latin, more non-clergy participation in church matters, and more cooperation with people from other faiths. Chris Foster, Fox News.
An employee of a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Nevada is stabbed repeatedly during a dispute over gravy.
48-year-old James Carter and his nephew, 32-year-old Gerald Carter, were arrested and booked on attempted murder charges. Gerald was allegedly spotted in surveillance video stabbing the KFC worker several times after he became upset about his gravy as James put a chokehold on him. The worker was hospitalized, but there's no word on his condition. Both suspects are held on bail. If they post, they'll be required to wear ankle monitors. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's 7:09 here with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
So far this morning, things in traffic have been fairly good. I got a good call from Traffic Tracker just a little bit ago. Traffic Tracker Danny called me and said that we've got problem westbound Kellogg at Rock Road. He said, looks like a traffic accident there. And he said it was just starting to rain when he noticed that traffic accident there right around Kellogg and Rock. And taking a look at the traffic cameras in the area, it's been raining it's been raining moderate to lightly there probably ever since then. So definitely getting some rain there. Just watch out for slippery roadways this morning here in the Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And with this weather going on, it's good to check in live with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Ted and John. We do have showers and thunderstorms out there this morning. Radar is picking up and displaying some lightning in and around the city of Wichita. So if you're hearing some rumbles of thunder, you're not going crazy. Let me just say that, because this setup this morning is so spring-like that thunderstorms are happening in and around the metro area. Once you get outside of Wichita, though, off to the north and west, we really don't see a whole lot of lightning. And the heaviest of the rain that we're going to have during this entire system is happening right now. As it moves across the city, there is a little bit of a break in the active weather down toward Biola and Conway Springs, but then immediately south and west of there into Harper County, back down into northern sections of Oklahoma, we have another wave of rain coming in. So we'll be in the chance of showers and some thunderstorms through at least about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, and then all of it's going to lift on to the north and east of Wichita, and we'll get into some drier weather moving into the afternoon. Still looking at a high around 60 degrees today. Of course, we're almost there now. It's very, very spring-like this morning. And a cold front will make its way into the area later this evening, and that will help to push some of the clouds out of here. So we may actually see some clearing later on tonight as our low temperature drops back into the 40s. Not much of a warm-up tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine Friday morning, and then clouds take over in the afternoon, a high of 44 tomorrow. There's still a possibility of a few rain showers mixed with some snowflakes tomorrow night in and around Wichita, but this does not any longer look like it's going to be our first measurable snow for the city. I just don't think that the track of this system is going to allow for it to snow very much in Wichita. Saturday, road conditions look good. Mostly sunny, breezy, the high 46. We'll probably have some wind gusts back up around 30 or 35 miles an hour Saturday afternoon. So not a tremendous amount of cold air coming, but it is going to be quite a bit chillier to finish off the week and go into the weekend than what we've seen throughout the week with so many 60-degree days. I mean, we've put together four of them in a row. That's kind of hard to do in the month of January. Right now in Wichita, we have 55 degrees and thunderstorms in the area. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, gosh, our first rain in weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to go back to before Thanksgiving, really, to find anything notable in terms of the rainfall. So this has been almost 50 days. I counted yesterday, almost 50 days since we've had anything more than a half of an inch. So nice to see it.
Glad to have it
again. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the update. And we'll be glad to check with you tomorrow morning and see what the latest is. Thanks, Ross.
Have a great day.
You as well. That is the live forecast from Storm Team 12 with Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen here on KNSS.
Well, it's been 5 days since the U.S. arrested Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, and mainstream media news coverage of the raid has been mixed, to say the least. With us now to bring us some analysis is Curtis Houck from the Media Research Center at Newsbusters. Curtis, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
So, Curtis, you know, the mainstream press has been, I'll be generous and say unwilling to credit the president for a move that many have described as something that would drastically improve the lives of millions of Venezuelans. Why do you think the media has been unwilling to give him the credit that is deserved?
Well, gosh, I mean, he could cure cancer. I mean, he could find a cure for AIDS, and they would not credit him for it. I mean, that's really where we are. And it's not political posturing or basic political rhetoric on the part of the White House to point out, as Caroline Leavitt did during the briefing yesterday, that everyone from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to now former President Biden have called for the end of the Maduro regime. Tehran Chris Murphy has also called for the end of the Maduro regime. Chris Van Hollen has done the same as well. But now they say, no, we don't like the way it's going about, and we don't like who is doing it. And that's really where Americans get sick of our politics, guys. And the news media are exactly the same way as well. And just the one thing I'll just say generally, not enough attention in the mainstream press has been given to the conditions in Venezuela. Like, we joked during the election about eating dogs. Like, they literally are eating the pets there, like, in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Children's medical hospitals. CBS, now CBS correspondent Matt Gutman, when he was with ABC, was in prison for 5 days in a black site for reporting on the Maduro regime stealing medical supplies from a pediatric unit. I mean, it's horrible stuff.
It is kind of amusing that the same people who spent months protesting no kings are now defending a dictator. And you see the New York Times has been particularly petulant on Trump's maneuver. The USA Today also doesn't seem to approve. And yet both of these outlets have spent months defending the no kings folks.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the same folks that are wearing kifas and, you know, whatnot are out there. CBS's Matt Gutman, who I just mentioned, was outside the arraignment hearing, and he pointed out that on the anti-U.S., anti-Trump side, very few people were, A, speaking Spanish, and B, there weren't really any Venezuelan flags. So the people that are actually affected by this, whose lives are dramatically improved, where this is, they have the most skin in the game, they're the ones who are in support of the president's actions. And when those people are saying this is the right thing to do, I'm inclined to kind of believe them instead. And they've also, guys, this is humorous, the liberal media have finally found a group of people who are willing to go back to where they came from. There's so many Venezuelans are saying, oh, if conditions improve, I'll move back to Venezuela. Like, oh, wait, what? We don't want that anymore.
We're talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. In the 3 days following the Maduro's arrest, how did the big four news apps, you know, Apple News, Google News, MSN, and Yahoo, how did they cover this story?
Not great. I would just say that, you know, they're completely, the joke is they're concealing it. And then they're really, as our headline says, that we're spouting a Democrat narrative. You know, you just look at Apple News, top 60 stories. There were twice as much attention on foreign affairs not related to Venezuela. I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, just a couple headlines that we pulled. The Washington Post, Trump revives old vision of American power. The Atlantic, Trump threatens new leader, and NBC News, Congress returns to Venezuela clash. Now, just to point out to folks, when it comes to these big four news apps, it's collating news stories from liberal mainstream outlets. And that's really why we talk about this, because when you pull up Google News and Apple News, you're not going to find balanced news from across the spectrum.
I know I've got to let you run, Curtis. I did want to ask you one quick question. I saw this on your site, which is newsbusters.org, by the way. Did CNN's This Morning actually have a panelist that said that Trump's foreign policy shows the president is not planning to leave the White House? Did they actually say that on CNN?
Yeah, the quick quote is, I don't think this is the posture of someone who's planning to leave the White House in 3 years, because he's been very aggressive about this foreign policy approach and taking over countries. I know CNN is just as liberal as MS now, but, you know, they pretend to not be as inflammatory. Maybe he thought he was on Morning Joe.
Interesting. Well, Curtis, I appreciate you as always. If folks want to get a fair and balanced analysis of media coverage, they can find that at newsbusters.org, correct?
Correct. Correct, and congratulations on the new show, guys.
Appreciate you. Thank you again for your joining us this morning, my friend.
Talk to you, my friend.
It's Curtis Houck with Newsbusters. It's a great way to, if you want to really get a fair and accurate take on media bias, Newsbusters is a great source for that.
It is 7:19, Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning. Let's see what's going on in sports. And we'll go to Coke Arena last night. Wichita State, conference home opener against Rice, a team that had lost 8 straight road games. But that streak is no longer intact. Wichita State had a horrible shooting night, under 30% shooting for the entire game. And the Shockers did have it close late, but they could not make defensive stops in the late going against the Rice Owls. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Couple of dribbles, backs it up, looking to drive it if he can get an opportunity. Backing in on Caron Boyd, fall-away jumper is good. Big-time clutch basket for Trey Broadnax. He now has 22, Rice back up by 7 with only 40 seconds to go.
Yeah, the Shockers needed defensive stops, and yet Rice made 4 of its last 5 buckets.
Ugh.
So they were scoring on just about every possession, and the Shockers could not catch up. Rice won the game 66-64 as a team that is in the bottom 25 in the nation in field goal percentage. Just seemed to keep getting open shots from mid-range.
On a home court,
12
too.
And 13 footers against the Shocks. And Rice wins the game 66-64 as the Shocks missed 16 three-pointers. At one point in the first half, the Shockers missed 17 of 18 shots. And then in the second half, they went through a stretch, missing 9 of 10 shots. So couldn't shoot the ball last night. A 2-point loss to not a very good Rice team. As the Shocks fall to 9-7 with that loss, here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
Just had to play some guys some heavy minutes, and there were some shots around the rim that, you know, we needed to be able to convert. You're making it difficult on you if you're only able to shoot 30%. And I just thought there were some finishes around the rim that just didn't materialize for us.
Shocks fall to 9-7 on the season. Tough assignment for the Kansas State men last night on the road against the number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated Arizona. And it, well, kind of finished like you thought it would. Arizona 101, K-State 76. As Arizona continues to just steamroll everyone they play. After the game, some comments from K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
We had a game plan. We're going to let it fly, and we're going to try and score, make 14 threes. And I thought our guys tried. We only made 8. If we make 6 more, then that's 24 points. You know, we're talking about a one-possession ball game. Because we knew it was just such a challenge to try and score on the inside on them.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did a few good things and a few things not so good. And we got to correct some things. Too many transition points and then too many free throws. And so we got to clean that up.
Arizona out-rebounded K-State 55-32. Kansas State falls to 9-6, 0-2 in the conference. Both those conference losses are against top 10 teams in the nation. Arizona is now 15-0 on the season for the number one ranked Wildcats. You heard that game last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Last night we had JUCO men's basketball here on KNSS. Dennis Higgins had the call. Butler Community College taking on 24th ranked Cowley College at the power plant in El Dorado. Good night for the Grizzlies. about that. Thought we had Dennis there, but I messed that up. All right, so Butler men win it 96-75. Butler men are now 10-5 on the season and 4-1 on home court at the Power Plant. Great night for basketball for Friends University, women and men. The Friends women win on the road at Sterling, 84-72. The Friends ladies have won 10 in a row. They're now 14-1 on the season. And then the Friends men, ranked 14th in the nation, went on the road at Sterling, 75-58. Friends men have won 9 in a row. They're now 13-2 on the season. And happy big sports birthday today in Wichita for former Wichita Wings superstar Norman Piper. Is 78 years old today. Huge star for the Wings in the 70s and 80s. The Englishman, in fact, was the first player signed by the Wings in the Major Indoor Soccer League back in franchise history. The great Norman Piper. It's his birthday. He is 78 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. Now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah. A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. 7:24 here on Woodward and Witt. Traffic and weather is on the way, and gym memberships. Ships tend to soar in the new year. How quickly do those numbers drop? We'll find out on the House Call for Health next on KNSS.
One Talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32 on this Thursday morning, January 8th. Currently in Wichita, we do have some light rain and thundershowers in the area. It is 55 degrees. A Wichita area man faces more than a decade in prison for a violent crime against his pregnant girlfriend in late September of 2020. The Sedgwick County District Court has sentenced 24-year-old Dominic Thomas to 15 years in prison following his conviction last November on a charge of attempted first-degree murder. Thomas was 19 years old at the time when he reportedly dragged his then 17-year-old girlfriend by the feet into a pond in North Wichita near 37th North and Sullivan, just the east of 37th and Meridian, and held her head underwater briefly before fleeing. Police later located Thomas and arrested him.
President Trump is proposing a big jump in U.S. military spending. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
$1.5 trillion in defense spending would allow the U.S. to build a dream military, President Trump says in a Truth Social post. The $1.5 trillion figure is a substantial jump from the nearly $1 trillion approved in current federal spending for the military. President Trump's increased tariff revenues will allow the U.S. to easily hit the $1.5 trillion number while also paying down the debt. Congress is in talks on a series of appropriations bills to fund the government for the next fiscal year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Trash accumulating along the Arkansas River in Wichita, prompting some calls from residents for city action, particularly near Lincoln Street, the bridge there, where plastic debris and other litter lines the Riverwalk. Much of that trash seems to be coming from the homeless population along the Riverwalk. Some residents have contacted the city about the issue, but so far have not received any solutions.
The Wichita Fire Department extended its winning streak to 7 in the 2025 Battle of the Badges. The 31st annual blood drive included the Wichita Fire Department, Wichita Police Department, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, Sedgwick County EMS, and the Sedgwick County Fire Department. The event ran from December 8th through the 31st at the American Red Cross Blood Donation Center. The fire department came in with more than 200 votes, with EMS and law enforcement trailing behind.
Congressional members left closed-door meetings on Venezuela with varying views of the path forward in that country.
Following Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane's briefing to the full House, Speaker Mike Johnson said his outlook on the operation is not shifted.
We are not engaging in a regime change. As you know, a interim president has now taken the post.
Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's still not clear on stated plans for the U.S. to run Venezuela and what that will look like.
This administration has put themselves into a situation in which Americans will be footing the bill, and they are reluctant to say to what degree and what extent.
One thing Speaker Johnson said he does not expect, troops in Venezuela. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A man has been charged in connection with a shooting 4 days before Christmas that left a 24-year-old man critically injured in Winfield. 31-year-old Rocky Brown has now been arrested, charged with attempted first-degree murder. The shooting happened around 4 a.m. December 21st in Winfield. A second suspect, a 29-year-old man, is being sought. Winfield police believe he could still be in Kansas or could have possibly gone to Arkansas or Louisiana.
The longest-serving Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives is planning to retire.
Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland confirming to the Washington Post that he will not run for re-election after 44 years in Congress. The 86-year-old Hoyer says he does not want to be one of those members who, quote, clearly stayed or outstayed his or her ability to do the job. Hoyer reportedly plans to announce his retirement on the House floor today. Hoyer has been in Congress since 1981 when he won a special election. He served as House Majority Leader between 2007 and 2011 and from 2019 to 2023. He's one of more than 40 in the lower chamber in 2027. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The Trump administration is set to pitch its plans for a new ballroom.
A hearing is scheduled where the federal commission tasked with reviewing plans for the East Wing ballroom will be presented. The Trump administration demolished the East Wing in order to begin construction on the new ballroom, which the president hopes can be a worthy place to host special events at the White House. Democrats have criticized the move and raised questions about the cost and how it will be paid for. President Trump has also proposed a new arch in the nation's capital, celebrating the Declaration of Independence 250th anniversary. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
7:37 here with Woodward and Witt. And now let's take a look at our weather forecast. What's going on with the rain? Here is Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Numerous showers and storms this morning, some with heavy rain and perhaps some small hail, will taper off by midday. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60, but temperatures will fall sharply by late afternoon. Overnight tonight, breezy, partly cloudy and 32. A little bit of sun on Friday morning, then increasing clouds with a chance of rain or snow by the end of the day. Tomorrow's high 44. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. We have some light rain and thunder showers in the area. It is 55 degrees, and some of the heavier rain is just to the east of the turnpike as we take a look at the radar. So we've got some fairly heavy rain in our Kansas City right now, and up in Wellington it's been coming through and moving on in towards El Dorado and Butler County and into the Newton area too. So some of that rain is all kind of coming up out of Oklahoma and heading up to the north northeast at this hour. Some of the there is some heavy wind, but that stuff's all down in Oklahoma. Haven't seen any of the heavier wind hitting Kansas yet. Just some thunder showers and light rain coming through the area, which we haven't had for 7 weeks. Haven't had any really good rain. 7:38 here with Woodward and Witt. Smoking in the boys' room. It's an issue apparently in Hong Kong. There's a shopping mall near Hong Kong that has added windows to its public bathroom stalls. And you can only see through them if the person inside lights up a cigarette. Smoking in bathrooms is very common in China. And if detects smoke, the glass goes from frosted to clear so that people can see you smoking and know you're offending or whatever else you're doing.
I was going to say, oops.
And apparently there's a very loud audio message that also says, "This is a public place where smoking is prohibited. For your own health and for the health of others, please do not smoke here."
Okay. Wow.
So apparently it's a big deal in Hong Kong.
Something like that in the second Knives Out movie.
There's some privacy issues, but okay. Yeah.
It's China. It's Hong Kong. Yeah,
that's
A spokesperson says the new system seems to be working. They used to get several complaints a day about people smoking in the bathrooms, and now the complaints have dropped off dramatically. You got to find somewhere else to grab a smoke.
Interesting.
Some people complain, as you said, it's too invasive. One person says, well, can the system be hacked or tricked? All right. So that's what's going on. Those new public bathroom windows in Hong Kong, it'll become clear if you're smoking.
If you're smoking.
If you're smoking in there.
Okay.
All right.
Go figure.
Yeah, and, of course, there's a restaurant here in the Wichita area that has one-way glass in the bathrooms.
Yes, I've there's a a bar in Milwaukee that does that.
Does
as
that
well.
Similar
yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it does make using it a little bit of an adventure.
I'm sure.
And we get one of these stories every so often. People go down to Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas and hit it lucky. A 41-year-old teacher from Texas found a 2-carat diamond at the state park in Arkansas last week. He went with his family after his daughter asked Siri where she could mine crystals. Siri said, go to Crater of Diamonds State Park and look what they found. Maybe, you know, it's a 2-carat diamond and it might be worth about $5,000.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It seems like every few weeks we get a story about somebody that's wandering around down there and finds a diamond.
Next time my wife asks, I can tell her where to go. And now I'm going to get in trouble.
So that's what's going on in Crater of Diamonds.
I'm waiting for the text.
State Park in Arkansas.
It'll come any moment now.
Hey, it's 7:41 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
As long as you don't phrase it, just go dig up your own. I think you're okay.
Trust me, I'll get the text.
We have a local business update from editor Kirk Siminoff of the Wichita Business Journal coming up, and Kirk will be telling us about what's the latest on the Scottish Rite Center. The great old building there at Topeka and First Street. We'll see what's going on there. Woodward and Witt here on this Thursday morning. News time is 7:41.
It's 7:45 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, our Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Siminoff. Now it's time for three big things. Newly released data shows the surge in abortions in Kansas is largely driven by out-of-state patients. Missouri lawmakers are pushing back after the Kansas City Chiefs announced plans to move to Kansas, with several bills filed in the legislature that critics say are aimed at punishing the team. Volunteers are taking down 2 million lights at the holiday displays at Botanica that drew a record of more than 100,000 visitors. That's three big things on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Jad Chambers.
And right now we've got a traffic backup westbound on Kellogg. We've got a traffic accident. It's right around Armor. It's kind of between Armor and Rock Road. And we've got a backup that goes about halfway between Webb and Greenwich right now. So pretty long backup there. Avoid that one if you're headed towards Wichita. And hey, eastbound lanes, not really out of the woods yet either. Over on the west side from, I'd say, I-235 over to Broadway, eastbound Kellogg is running fairly slow as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Raining today, a high of 63. This evening, mostly cloudy, low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, a mix of rain and snow with a high of 46. Right now in Wichita, it's 55 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
7:47 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Bath and Body Works debuted a new candle, Pizza and Ranch.
A Pizza and Ranch candle.
People magazine says it's already been discontinued because it was making people gag.
I was going to say, that does not sound appealing at all.
The description on the website should tip you off. It says it had notes of gooey cheese. And do you really want your entire home to smell like
gooey cheese?
The other scents included ranch and crispy peppercorns.
That's even a little better.
A TikTok went viral last week where a bunch of girls smelled it in a store and looked like they might puke. Someone in the comments said they smelled it too, and their, quote, life flashed before their eyes. It might still be available at some locations, but it's now sold out on the Bath and Body Works website.
Ugh.
And People Magazine says they are not restocking it.
Shocking.
They had recently dropped the price. It was originally a $26 item.
$25 bucks.
They got it down to $8. It got a rating of 1.5 stars with more than 200 reviews.
Does this surprise you?
It was part of a new line of candles at Bath & Body Works called Perfect Pairings. The other three were a coffee and donuts candle. Now, that's not bad.
No, that one, I could see that one.
A popcorn and slushy candle.
Ugh.
Or a chips and salsa candle.
Who came up with these ideas?
The girls in the video said that the chips and salsa one was pretty bad.
You know, this reminds me of like Garbage Pail Kids. You know what I mean? The little scratch 'em things. Yeah. Wow.
Not really understanding popcorn and slushy. Why wouldn't it be popcorn and butter?
See, that one I could actually, yeah, that one
just makes sense. Slushy is like, is it supposed to smell like one of those little stands at a Target?
Actually, that sounds more like the floor of a movie theater after a 3 o'clock afternoon matinee or something.
Yeah, more or less.
Oof.
Yeah, not very good. All right.
Hey.
It is 7:50 here with Woodward and Witt on this Thursday morning.
Cat litter candle.
Let's find out what's going on with the big old Scottish Rite Center downtown at First in Topeka, one of our great buildings here in town. We're trying to find a way to use it here in the 21st century. With more on that, let's check in with editor Kirk Siminoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. The Scottish Rite Center is facing foreclosure after its owner shut down Temple Live last year. Partners Bank, the lender on the property, filed a petition for foreclosure auction in Sedgwick County District Court. Beatty Capital Group closed the Wichita Concert and Events venue last September, and the lender alleges Beatty defaulted on a $4.3 million loan it secured from the bank in 2024 for ownership, development, and operating costs for the Scottish Rite Center, which is at First in Topeka. The note was scheduled to mature in 2027, but Partners Bank claims Beatty Capital defaulted on its loan last August with more than $102,000 in overdue payments. The lender has requested an immediate payment of $3.8 million as a result of the default. Beatty Capital has denied the allegations. Longtime area home builder Clint Miller is retiring and closing his Miller Family Homes business. Miller is 68 and estimates that over 30 years, his company has built around 1,300 homes, many of them more inexpensive homes that are good first homes for couples and families. Miller's first wife, Bridget, was his office manager before she died almost 10 years ago, and Miller said her passing is one of the reasons he's retiring. His last set of 8 homes has been built in the Arvada neighborhood near 119th West and 37th Street North in Mays, and they'll be sold one by one at auction by McCurdy Real Estate on the evening of February 3rd. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, I'm sure you've been in that Scottish Rite Center building, which is just an amazing structure here in our town.
It's a gorgeous building.
Yes, I went one night when they were having a how to make a pizza and ranch candle class.
Oh, touche.
Yeah, how to not be a successful business entrepreneur.
Yeah, the Scottish Rite Center is a beautiful, gorgeous place, has been for, I don't know how old the building is.
More than a century, yeah.
Yeah, more than 100 years old. It's gorgeous. That's one place you really hope they can find a purpose
for. Yeah, because the trouble is it's ancient, and that requires some money to keep that thing usable. And that's kind of been the issue with it for years, is how to pay for it and how to make it still be relevant.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful event venue for weddings, but again, maintenance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is coming up on 7:53 here with Woodward and Witt. Kirk, let's see. I know it's the birthday today of game show host Bob Eubanks. I'm sure you have tuned into the Newlywed Game at some point during your life.
Yes, my mom would say, I would ask my mom what some answers meant and some questions meant, and she would not tell me. I remember
good parenting,
right?
Yeah, she at least one member of the family had some decorum. She was not going to take the low road there.
And you know, five-year-old Kirk would ask, "Hey, mom, what's whoopee?"
Yeah, you don't need your mother explaining to you what whoopee is.
Whoopee.
Exactly.
Not at five. No.
Well, good for her. Hey, we have another big birthday today. I know you're into this. I know you'll know this one. Former Wichita Wings superstar Norman Piper is 78 today.
Stormin' Norman, number 7, I believe.
I believe you are correct.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, first player ever signed by the Wings.
That's right. Yeah, he was a good one. He was a defender, if I recall. My Wings knowledge is really, it's getting there in age.
Well, he was beloved, though. He was a massive superstar in this town.
Mm-hmm. They had some players who, I guess it was safe to say they were on the decline of their careers coming over from Europe. But they were still great players for the Missile or whatever soccer mm-hmm. league they played in. And, boy, crowds loved them.
Yeah, it was good stuff. The Englishman Norman Piper, first ever Wings player. He is celebrating a birthday. He is 78 today. All right, Kirk, as we retreat now from the path of memory and back into normal times, we'll talk to you next hour. Does that sound all right?
That sounds great. We'll see you then.
All right. Thank you. That is Editor Kirk Siminoff.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. And we'll have Kirk again in the 8 o'clock hour with more local business news. It is 7:55 here with Woodward and Witt. And we have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. Sports, news, business, weather, traffic, and entertainment news in the blur. Looking forward to that as well. We've got some good items coming your way on that segment as well at 8:35. Woodward and Witt, it's 7:55 on KNSS.